believe in you. So why shouldn't you believe in me?
You now listening to the smooth sounds of freaking Daddy's music.
We ride together. Die together. We do this. I really never can believe it. That it was so many days in my city. That we were riding around and we were getting it.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of Uncut Knowledge Podcast, baby. And y'all already know what time it is. It's that bar hopping time, and I'm going to jump it off. Let me see if I don't mess up, and y'all already know it's your boy V. Phrase. You know how I'm kicking Mo Ryan Flips and Eddie Gordo from Ticket. But hey, you know I be wilding. We just lost a Black Panther this week, so let's have a moment of silence. Then let's continue. As we go.
All right, my turn. You know, I come. I've been winning these last few. Let me see if y'all smell me on this one. No diaper. It's your boy, Vet. I'm always on my toes.
Hey, let me get to the damn fucking bar.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
No. Cause he always put this pressure on a nigga, boo. You do, boo. Cause I always had to out bar this nigga. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We ain't low key. No. Oh man.
Okay, sorry. It's your boy Fed. I'm always on my toe, man. R.I.P. to Chadwick Boseman. Sometimes you gotta let it go, like the song from Frozen. You gotta keep your pockets fat like that chick from Roseanne.
Hell, wow.
I'm back.
Woo.
Okay, cool.
Hey, is it on me?
It's on you, sir. Fresh.
My bad.
I'll be ripped again, guys.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
I forgot it, but your boy is full powered in the ether. I'm just saying, my boss got pride like Vegeta.
Okay. Same pride. Okay. Good.
One remix.
Come on, get you.
Gotta come for vengeance. It's me, horoscope again. No weapon shall form against me like 10-10.
Okay.
And all my bitches is 10-10.
Oh. Okay.
Sevens and sixes.
He's a seven and sixes and nines. That's good.
10-10, like I said.
Okay. Confidence with your boys. Bunk bed.
If not, just...
All right, so I'm Destiny. Listen, I'm not a rapper. I'm a dancer. So if you want to see a little something, let's stay after.
And we ain't talking about no poles, nigga.
Poles, it's just not sexualized.
Yeah. Way to sneak one in there.
There's only one pole, sorry.
Thank you.
But hey, appreciate y'all tuning in again. You know, we already gonna get into the shit, the uncut knowledge section of it. We gonna hop right in it, man. We just really want to show love to their brother Chadwick, man. That was a very unexpected loss.
Very.
And the fact that he did it without nobody knowing, hey, that says a lot, man. I just want to open up, what movie brought y'all on to Chadwick? I'm gonna ask Cam.
I'm my bad. Probably the James Brown. That's what really, I heard about the Jackie Robinson. I seen the trailer, but when I watched the James Brown, I was like, bruh.
He killed that much.
He did his part. I know everybody loved, you know, Black Panther, but that James, like the way he acted, like portrayed other people was just on point, bro. There was nobody out there doing it. Like nobody did as many as him, huh? Mm. He did Jackie, he did James Brown, he did
Thurgood Marshall.
Huh?
He being Leonardo. Wait, his
name is Jamie Foxx would probably be the only other with the biopics.
What's his name? They played David Ruffin. They played Little Richard.
Oh,
he played
Leon. Damn, I know you.
He played Isaiah Thomas, older brother.
Oh, damn.
He played the old school.
Okay, damn. But he was up there with him. He one of them greats for sure. He most certainly signed himself as a legend for sure.
That Jackie Robinson, that's why I saw him with True.
Yeah, and also like how you were saying last week. Like, he was one of the people that jumped out there for the sci-fi for a black man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was on it. He said, I'm not just going to stop at these, you know what I'm saying, biopics or whatever for everybody else. Like, I'm aiming for the stars. You know what I'm saying? I'm
playing the person that's back into like how we was back in the day. I'm Wakanda forever, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That was
had you feeling like, bro, that's real. Fact. He made the energy he brought, bro. That he made, like he had people really thinking Wakanda was like a real spot, but we was good.
No facts.
Yeah, for real.
It's unfortunate. It's not real, my brother. But.
As real as you make it.
That's the type of like energy you put out there with it, bro.
Listen, bro, I feel really bad because I haven't seen not one of those other movies. Damn. Not one. I have only seen Black Panther. So like I know that I need to go watch them, but I have not seen any of them besides Black Panther.
I recommend Civil War.
Okay.
But yeah, he would though. He played Black Panther.
Yep, he's on there.
Hey, he had some good movies. The James Brown was crazy. Like, bro, he
Hey! Yeah. Everything. He was hitting the splits and everything.
He sounded just like me.
Got the feeling.
He ate that mug, bro.
Yeah, he did.
Man.
He ate that mug. I didn't get a chance to see the Jackie movie.
Even in the uncomfortable moments. Hey, like Jackie how he pulled over to his sister.
Oh, yeah.
James Brown?
Yeah.
James Brown.
Yeah.
For sure.
Got the car, huh? Hey!
He most certainly. He most certainly made you want to find out more about those people that he played a part of. Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, who is? Let me go look him up. Nah, that's facts. That's for me. That James Brown was the movie that I picked up on Chadwick from.
What about you?
Oh, man. Let's see. In the very first movie, I think it was Thurgood Marshall, I think. That's what it was.
Thurgood.
Yeah. That was pretty good. I was like, dang. And he just came with that presence in that courtroom. I'm like, yeah. See, that's why, like you said, like, you know, we need more. Like, that's what, you know, he was one of the leaders, like black people that we seen in a good, who never really played like a, I don't think he played like a drug dealer or anything. He was a police officer in one movie, Bridges. Was it 21 Bridges?
Bridges went hard.
The King movie on Netflix that he had. He was a
he was looking for his sister.
Yeah, looking for his sister.
Because he had the action.
Yeah. So you know he was always in them roles where he was in like trying to power or pursuing something or.
Spike Lee one.
Yeah, Five Bloods and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was like his last movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta see that shit.
Oh, that's on Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Nah, I didn't
see it. The only thing I ain't like about the movie is just the nigga back in the day would still look the same way like 50 years later. It's supposed to be like a time skip. It's like,
well, yeah, because they were trying to
like how nigga back.
Well, because it was trying to show it was trying to show which person was which rather than trying to bring the young versions of them. And trying to just, okay, you got to say a name, even though in that, you're not going to be talking in no Vietnam like that. You're not going to be, Billy, you know, it's trying to show you from a perspective like, okay, these are the people. Yes, they could not run. There was a little windy to it, but back then they would, you know, of course. Yeah, it was funny.
Back in the day, it looked like prison.
Yeah.
That's all it was. It was the cameras that made it look like how it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they were trying to. Right, because he died.
His ass is foggy. Camera footage used to be. That's how you feel like it was back in the day.
And they went back. Footage. Yep.
So yours was third good.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was Jackie Robinson. That scene with the whole bat. He mad. He wanted to hit that white dude. It was a scene.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He hit the white dude. He's like,
couldn't do it.
So I was like, ooh, I felt that. He wanted to hit you.
Because they would have lynched him right after that. They're like, come here.
You got the home run in me.
Gonna cream you all over the wall. Manhunt. If any of y'all seen play Manhunt on PlayStation 1. Bats.
To the Mets.
Damn, I need to see. I need to just have a chat with Dave because that nigga
a little
was
marathon.
Too
much.
That man was.
They had him all on Netflix.
Yeah, fact.
He played some great.
I don't think he had no weak roles. Like even if the movie was weak, his role was never weak. Like he didn't allow that much.
Right.
And then he hit him with the Black Panther.
That just changed
the game.
Yeah.
But hey, man, I mean, he got his flowers while he was here. I think he inspired
a lot of people.
For sure. Touched a lot of people, especially Black Panther being like one of the number one grossing Marvel movies at that.
He created that energy.
You got white people, Wakanda forever. Wakanda, dude.
We're candy, bro.
The camaraderie, you know, and now it's kind of be reciprocated with the y'all been keeping up the NBA and the NFL and the boycotts. Mm. Yeah. I mean, me personally, I don't know, man. Like, could you boycott for a day or two, and then you go back to doing your thing? Like, when I first seen it, I was like, yeah, finally, somebody, they got, we finna show them, finna make some sacrifice.
You know and then saying? It only lasted like a day
and
or two.
And it's like, well, we back to playing. We talked to
Obama. Right.
Obama said it was cool. Outline was one. Like, what?
Obama said, I'm trying to see the game.
and then the NFL, like, well, we're going to boycott practice. I don't care about practice, man.
Y'all heard y'all say
you don't make no money in practice.
Right.
Practice and boycott the game.
Like, you got to miss some money. And I think, and when it comes to that, it's like, in order for these, because the changes that you're asking for is that you're asking the other side to make a big sacrifice, change the whole way some of living they used to. So, on the flip side, you have to be willing to show, I'm willing to make that type of sacrifice to get what I want.
Facts.
And not that, and people always say, like, well, what about you, the, you know, like us, Rick, why you sacrifice? I mean, we do, but at the same time, it don't mean nothing for me because I'm not the one with the bread. I'm not the one with the influence. I'm not the one that can talk to these people on the inside.
That part.
So you have to be the one that say, well, if our leader is willing to make this sacrifice, or that who people we put up as our leader, then I know the people behind them is going to fall behind. But you boycott 2 days, ain't it?
What is that really doing for, like, how does that help? Like, what is it? What was that? Like, what was it for the boycotting? Like, I feel like people forget, like, why are we doing this? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the goal? What are we trying to accomplish? We're going to boycott today, but we got to play on this day. Like, no, bro. We boycotting because there's obviously not a change going on.
That's what I'm saying.
We were giving them these games because they were showing us all of these dazzling things around the subject. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of gave in and was like, okay, the game must go on. Now you see that it ain't changed. You, fuck it. No. NBA is canceled for this year, guys. We're not waiting for an official to tell you, hey, this is LeBron James. I'm letting y'all know NBA canceled. We ain't playing.
Poof. Walk off.
Yeah. I agree. I don't like it.
LeBron on. Like, wherever LeBron go.
Facts.
Everybody go. So it's like,
you just got to get some bigger nights.
And then people like, what kind of change can they make missing the game? I said, because y'all keep what we was talking about. To get these stadiums built, you got to talk to public officials. You got to talk to the government. Those land grants, that's land you're finna take over.
Federal.
Big land and finna spend some money. So you got to talk to these people. So them same people you talk to get them land grants and all that, them same people you want you to talk to with them same politicians and all that to get these laws changed.
Yeah. Mm.
To get something popping.
Right.
But you can't do it for 2 days.
Yeah. You got to make a statement, bro. Like, that's not a statement. It's more of like a not a statement.
Oh, they're not serious.
No, definitely not serious.
Oh, damn, what are we going to do? And then you go, come back the next day. Oh, they're not serious. Oh, we good. We're good. Good. Yeah. We go back.
Yeah.
Y'all listening will be here next week. LeBron will be out here.
The whole purpose for me in that sense, like, the purpose of the NBA or anybody that's a professional player, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's you been on punishment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know how to play right with others.
Right.
We're taking this away. No more basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, no more of this. We're the people that make up the sports. You know what I'm saying? If we say no more, there'll be no more.
There will be.
They have the money to have that voice. No.
Exactly.
For sure.
They have everything. For sure. Shit, you can't watch soccer without Hispanics, you know what I'm saying? Or people just across seas, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna have that. Nah, we not standing for it.
Everybody ain't through the legs.
Right, nobody.
Everybody ain't Tyreek Hill.
Nope.
Ain't no white Tyreek Hill. Oh, no Asian Tyreek Hill. None of that.
The glutes don't even, can't even produce none of that.
What I had a problem with.
Nothing. He caught it, but never mind. Nope. Too late.
It's how some of the players went about it. We shouldn't be boycotting. Some of us gotta pay bills. I'm like, boy, you didn't even make it to the playoffs.
What bills you gotta pay that?
What?
You know what I'm saying?
The bills, like, that you gave yourself.
Like, y'all was already thinking about canceling the season. Y'all could at least, you know what I'm saying? Like, alright, let's just start over next season. We need to do this for our people, because shit ain't gonna change. They they don't need to pay attention to us, right?
Exactly.
Like, there's a bigger stage out there that everybody needs to focus on. Mm. And y'all literally just trying to set up these illusions.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know what I'm saying?
Illusions and hypnotist traps.
I understand, y'all. Yeah, I understand. Like, they buy a lot of shit, so I'm pretty sure they do. It's probably, I would say, equivalent to ours, but...
They better get paid.
That shit gets paid.
You know what I'm saying?
Better get your investment game up. You better stop being just a player, nigga. Start being an entrepreneur.
Some of the young people that was getting drafted was getting mad at LeBron for making that statement. I'm like, bro.
I would never be okay with that, just to be somebody that's considered a player. Bro. Like, nah, nigga. I'm more than just a player, nigga. All
right. See, that's what people... I got my bread.
To them, you're just a number. You're just a dollar bill. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But listen, that's their craft, though.
I understand even Kyrie Irving said, fuck all that shit.
That's probably what it was.
His team even made it to the playoffs.
That's why they started.
Yeah.
Kyrie was probably saying, I told y'all, y'all should have stopped.
That nigga stupid.
So, damn it, Kyrie. Let me start an NBA.
And Kyrie making it. Kyrie making himself right. Like a king out there.
Yeah. Nah, that shit's bogus. Like, it's going to keep happening, bro. Like, the changes are not taking place, bro.
A real sacrifice.
I need to hear Chris. All right, guys, so... Just had a talk with the police station. No more guns. They don't have guns anymore. Just super body suits.
Trump just came with a whole a speech talking about some... it wasn't a speech. It was an interview with a lady. I forgot. And she got fired from my job just after that interview because she asked him a lot of personal questions. And he's like, I understand that y'all want to take away guns and everything, but we're going to protect the cops.
She said, but you can use the taser.
Do right.
You don't know what they're gonna go for.
Like, but it's like throughout time, I have never witnessed any race of person try to kill a cop, bro.
It's not even
tried to. Maybe got drunk. Fuck you! You can't. But, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that. But other than
that's the energy. That energy has been created. So once you create it, now they feel that same energy.
Yeah.
Like with the change with the NBA, like. You won't change, but you got to be able to show the exact same sacrifice they showed to get to the positions they're in. Which, not saying we need to go kill, rob, and do all that, but you have to show an equal type sacrifice to say, I'm not playing no games anymore.
Yeah. It needs to be like a peaceful, violent protest. Like, take away the thing that they care about most. You know what I'm saying? Take away that.
Entertainment.
And I say violent, peaceful because it's violent to them because they're not going to be able to live the way that they continue living, especially off of us, off of our back, off of our hard work, because that shit hasn't changed. The title of it just changed. You know what I'm saying? It went from slave to you're a basketball player now. How you like that? You want to hoop all day, hoop for the rest of your life? You know what I'm saying? That's how you pay your bills and you want to play ball? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's just another sense of control. Even though I know it's your craft and it gives you happiness, you got to understand the people that control that don't have your betterment and interest. They only have their pockets.
They still not independent.
You know what I'm saying?
About that money. I tell you who is mad about their money. Oh. Niggas in prison. He's whooping R. Kelly ass.
He said whooping.
Talking about Kelly protesting. Oh, he got his own protesting.
Mm-hmm.
Free R. Kelly. Free R. Kelly. But they shut down prison every time they protest. No commissary. No visits, no showers, no phone call.
Because the people on the outside is boycott. I mean, protesting for R. Kelly to come out. And every time people protest, the prisoners get punished.
No, yeah, they shut down the prison.
And that's fucked up.
I could just see that shit on
CTAs. That show is
dope.
I would die laughing if I see R. Kelly on
CTAs.
Right. I'm gonna beat your ass.
Right. I can't get my ramen noodles and none of that shit.
I'm gonna beat
and my cigarettes.
I can't let the guard see it, so I gotta wait to lunch. I'm gonna knock this.
I bet you
out
wish your ass could fly now forever.
I'm gonna lock your ass in the closet, all right.
You wanna be trapped? I got you.
Right. See that conniving energy, that snake sneakiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how universal. We're gonna get you. You know what?
Get you in the worst way.
So much love, and people love you so much. Throw them protesters out there. They show you the love you're getting. They show you the love you're getting on the inside.
Right. You can't do nothing about it. Just that duality, boy. That's literally duality. We're going to give you this love. We're going to give you the equal amount of hate. We're going to give you the yin and yang.
Yin and yang.
You're going to see if you grow.
Yin and yang.
I know he and his fucking bum like...
I'm going to solitary.
I wish I was Terry Famous. Yeah.
I can't deal with this. Just stop it, y'all. Don't stop.
What movie was that where he like hit the nigga and went back in the
National thing. Security.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marlon. Yeah. He was like, they were like, you. He closed the door and closed it. We're back. Yeah. He said, how long have it been? 3 months. I guess. close the door.
I think R. Kelly doing like to stay in solitary. They say they're keeping him solitary.
Yeah, they got to. They just
so they like, they've already like whooped his ass in there.
Yeah, they did.
If he's going to gym pop, oh, he's getting fucked off.
They like showing him his like career backwards. Like, you want to wear a mask, nigga? Now you ain't got no choice but to wear a mask.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, they literally. Damn, bro, that's fucked up. Karma just giving him his like all his shit in one. Like, all right, man, you do. We've been letting you go for a little minute now.
Been 20 plus years.
Times is up, bro. Yeah. Come on and get this karma.
Hey, Kills. I'll tell you, man. Pray about it. But with that, let's keep it moving on to this next section of the podcast, man. New, something new we trying, you know what I'm saying? Structure it a little better for y'all out there, you know?
Yo, yo, yo. So from here on out, my part is called Broken Frames, and which that is just not just the frames I usually talk about, but different kind of frames. Emotional break, you know, breaking emotional frames, your mental, your different things. I like to talk about relationship, the opposite sex. So today, why do people say yes when they want to say no? And I'm talking about every kind of relationship. It doesn't have to be, you know, it could be male or male. I like the opposite sex. So my thing is, with that being said, I've been there plenty of times. And, you know, women be like, okay, yeah, baby, you can do it.
So what situation got you?
Oh man, it's been so many times. Let's see, let me pick one out of the million. I mean, sheesh. Okay, hey, I want to go, you know, club with my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, sure, babe. You invite me though? You look like you want to chill. You ain't look like you wanted me to take you with me. You got your hair net on, and you look like you about to cook some goddamn fried food. Like, so, but then get mad. Why? Oh, you didn't ask me though. Why you didn't ask me? And you get upset. Like, I don't understand that. It was all good. So it's like, ladies, I know Destiny's the only one I can't, you know, man. Tell me why.
All right. Are you ready for it?
Please.
Okay. So the reason why women do that is because of the fact that, okay, I'm going to speak for me. The reason why I would do that is because of the fact that I don't want to be like a clean girlfriend. I don't want to be the girlfriend that just is so uncool and I want you to be up my ass 24/7. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh yeah, go do that. That's fine. It's super fine. And then when I'm not included, I'm like, oh, you go have fun. So like, you know, like, what was it? I don't know. I can't remember what comedy it was, but he had called his girlfriend and he was talking to her. And then he was like, ha ha, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, for sure. Talking to his boys or whatever.
Right.
And she was like, oh, there's fun going on in the background.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, like,
yeah, yeah.
It makes you jealous a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. When you're having fun without me, it makes me sad. I love that you're having fun. Don't get me wrong. I want you to feel good.
Okay.
I want you to feel really good. But the fact that it's without me, I'm a little jelly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So does that feeling kick in, like, before or after? Like, as you see him, like, at first, like, okay, yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
And then when he goes out.
I didn't expect you to have fun like that without me.
And then that's when you just get upset. Like, you fucking have fun?
Yes. I did not expect you to have that much fun.
What's the little voice in your head?
He's having fun.
Yeah. Superstar. Every time you're laughing on the phone,
fuck you. Is that okay? It's cool. Yeah, go do your thing.
Yes, me.
Because we want to be cool. Yeah. Because we want to be cool and, you know, calm and collected, and expect that, you know, you have your own life sometimes without me. But then when it actually happens, it's like, oh, I didn't see you having that much fun.
Swallow.
Yeah.
So he does still have fun without
me. Yeah, exactly. any girl wants to admit it, we do that.
I've been on both ends. I had one. Had a girl who's like, she went to the strip club. She's like, oh, that mother is fun. You should go. You should go with your boys and all that.
That's my life.
I'm like, yeah. But a few months later, I said, hey, you going to the strip club with the homies? Oh, really? You just going to go? I'm like,
that's where I met you at.
Go. Nah, I'm going. Did you do you? I'm like, you know, you're here to
do you.
Do you? Exactly.
See, they got the Nike slogan. Every John got Nike. Just do it.
Have fun.
Do you?
Right.
Now, why? To me, tell me up front.
Because when you do you, you're going to be, when I do me, you're going to be doing you.
See, but I don't think guys are ready for a girl's up front.
I am.
We are literally, bro, like, we literally feel like we're going crazy every time we have a problem. You don't know half of the problems that we have going on with our insecurities and shit like that. You don't want to know. I literally dumb it down and don't say a lot of things to Cameron so I don't scare him. I'm not trying to scare you off. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot that goes through my fucking mind.
Tell him one thing. Tell him one thing that might scare him off. But, Cameron, you got to let her tell it, food.
Girl, okay, so listen. Because of the things that we've been through, every single time he looks at his phone, I'm like, what bitch is that?
Next, what okay, what other part of the podcast?
He could be talking to y'all.
Random
bro.
Thoughts, okay?
What bitch? Is that? And then I just sit over here and I'm just like.
She got the IA asking.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just have to sit over here and be calm because if I ask a question, then I'm going to get all riled up and it was really nobody. No, nothing was going on.
I think it's just more of a like. I guess hurt feelings because I've done it before. Say yes when I really wanted to say no. It was like going to the grocery store.
You want to go to the store?
Hit with the bait. Like, no, you said what you want. It's cool. It's whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to go? That's fine. I'll go by myself. Right. I'll carry up all the groceries by myself. Thank you. I'll go.
Hold on. Let me think. Babe, it's not a bean. I'm like.
Is that he had a,
I don't want to go. Whatever.
Because you know the right answer.
Right.
You know the right answer.
Yes.
So once and then you leave the crib, I mean, get the text. So you just gonna leave? I'm like, yep. Stop.
Yep. You're welcome.
Stop picking on me.
That's the hard one for me. Like, you want to go somewhere after you, like, in your head, like, man, I've been busy. I really been walking. That's go through your head, bro. Like, man, I done been to work. It's about 6 days. You know what I'm saying?
What's funny? Like,
we were just talking about that earlier.
What's funny, we actually, when you were saying that, yeah, we be thinking deep. We be thinking deep too. We be trying to play. Like, I already know when I get home, she probably like,
Yeah. Like, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You go through.
I gotta adjust.
You're welcome.
Yes. Okay, come on. Like, yeah, it's okay. We good.
I picked the right energy today.
I get to a point. Like,
we keep you on your toes.
I just deal with the content.
Literally, that's the intro. Yeah.
It's like, she'll
be
all right.
She'll be all right. You didn't sound good. That's cool. We'll be all right.
See, once she stay quiet, once you come back though, and she's quiet for at least 5 minutes straight, oh, you ain't gonna say nothing? I thought we was good. I came in cool. See, and then that's the thing, and then the added thing that
it.
Right,
you know me faking.
That's what I'm saying, because usually you like, you know, usually a woman be like, oh hey babe, and this and that, and then once they come in,
put the groceries away. That's it.
Yeah,
we're not talking to you.
Right, you just looking. I'm the one. I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm okay. Oh, let me watch some.
Oh, that's when it just boils.
Yeah, I know.
I'm boiling now.
Oh, it's hot
I'm
over
boiling.
Here.
Yeah, oh, you don't notice I have an attitude?
And I'm watching and I'm laughing too. I like to laugh when I'm watching like anime. Oh, that shit's tight, food. And she's like, she's a deliverer. She gets up and get her Napa stash. like, yeah, boy. Then Bernie, what's up, boy? Yeah, she was blood. Had so much fun. Boo, she said what to you, boo, she said me. I'm like,
hey.
And then she's like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm a different breed. I'm like, I be knowing. I be feeling the injuries in the room. I'm like, you know.
You know, I know too.
Some guys be like, I ain't about to say shit because I already know that she gonna about to pop off on my ass if I do. Me, I'm like, hey, what's wrong, man? What did I do? Why are you acting like that? That's like,
then you switch it up.
Like, really? You're killing my energy right now.
Really?
Stop.
You're losing.
Oh.
That's you did all that.
That was the old me. Then y'all get them eyes in the. Then it's like a long walk out.
No, I feel that. I feel a little bit of that too, because I take so much.
It takes
build up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's what I meant.
You go through that about 15 times, you know what I'm saying, and this was still in the same, like, 3 months, you're like, all right, bro, look,
you
gotta relax, bro. I done been the nice nigga, I done been the
that's what I'm saying.
Yes, nigga, I done been the every nigga.
I been the house nigga, anything, man.
I been that nigga.
you gotta speak the truth. Cause mine, like, you got, like, 3 or 4 hours to speak on your subject.
You're right.
On your hurt, on your issue, I don't want to hear no more. I ask you,
right.
Your time frame went up.
Right.
Said nothing was wrong.
Right.
These toys, that subject is gone. I'm not gonna have no. Oh, okay, whatever. Okay, whatever. I done had them one. Let's talk. Second thing, I'm out. I'm like, I thought you wanted to talk. You want to talk? Why you leave?
Right. I hate that shit.
I don't get that either. I call it a girlfriend.
Don't talk to me. Talk to me.
yeah.
You get like don't a girlfriend said, like you, like you know. This is a detrimental moment. I can say this, she's not gonna like it, but I can say this, it's gonna make her happy. But don't want to do this.
The obligation.
But like you see all the perspectives in front of you, like, which route
should I appease or should I not appease?
Exactly.
Okay. I can appease. I deal with it. Fuck, let's go.
I don't want to go right now. I can play another.
Fuck it. I make up an injury. I'm like, my damn toenail hurts. I can't. I can't do it.
That's weak. No. That's weak. Deal with it.
But nah, me and Destiny went through that for sure. We watching, you ever seen Mr. Kim's Convenience or Kim's Convenience on Netflix?
I ain't seen it.
But basically, it's an Asian family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they got this convenience store or whatever. They get in this moment, the husband and the wife, whatever. He's like, why you don't say what you want? He's like, you want. Say you want. Because he's just like, every time she gives me the options, you know how you can tell, like, they're really excited about this one, but they give the other choice. Oh, we can do this. All right, let's do this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you give me the option when you want this? Say you want this, so I won't go down this rabbit hole.
No matter what I choose. That's what you want? I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, damn it.
Get this right. No, just get the. No, it's okay, man. It's what you want. Like, nah, but you just gave me the stink face. Like, that's what you want? I'm just gonna say this. I was. I thought that was the wrong ass.
Right.
I'm using my trump card.
Why we over here arguing because we missing love each other, girl?
Yeah.
That's me. Took my bar right there. Took my bar right there.
Boy, it saved me from
crucifixion.
Oh, we argue about how much we love each other. I miss you too. God damn it.
Oh, he sure did take that from you, huh? Yeah. You stay telling me that.
Because it's facts.
We miss each other. Stop arguing with me.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. It's facts, and it works.
I related to that out
there. Exactly. Because you be in there like, why you didn't call me? Like, I was trying to call you. And the whole aspect, y'all really arguing about how, like, how much you miss one another. Like, I wanted to call you, I was busy, you know what I'm saying? But you didn't call me, you could call. I'm sorry. We arguing about how much we miss each other. I'm sorry.
Right,
so
yeah.
I cannot just be having my long time so I can miss you.
Like, I worked harder so I can get more time to talk to you versus talk to you between.
Right. I want to talk to you long time, not short time.
So you think people say the opposite yes instead of no, or no instead of yes? Just be to appease, like,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I compromise.
Right. No, yeah.
Definitely.
Although sometimes a yes, you really be a real strong no.
Yeah.
Yes, no's gotta be like 60-40. You can't be 80-20 trying to answer something.
No.
80% no. No.
Well, listen.
Nah. Hey, can you do?
Listen, no. Cam doesn't do yeses when he doesn't want to say yes. He does no's. We got into an argument because I wanted to go somewhere with him, and he was just like, nah, I don't want to go. I said, oh, you don't want to go?
Oh, that no's. That no's.
You don't want to go?
I try to do it quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to.
That no is shocking.
Yeah, no, it's shocked. It's shocked.
I did that.
See, next time, say no, grab your arm.
No. Pull the bicep, baby.
That's my shit, man.
She hit that.
I gotta go.
I hurt my pinky toe.
Just from now on, like just hit us with
you want to go with me, and the longer you take, you.
Yes. Right.
Facts.
Listen.
Is it a yes?
Sometimes
no?
you gotta be your yes man for your woman, man. Sometimes, at least sometimes, we're a little spoiled.
But
sorry.
Don't trap us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who's trapping?
If you want to,
you're here because you want to be.
Yeah. Nah. You know the traps I'm talking about.
You're here because you want to be.
Tell them traps. Yeah. Tell us some of the traps.
Yes.
What are the traps?
Then hit me with it.
The store trap. One, for instance, instead of just giving me the option, hey, you want to go to the store with me? Hey, babe, come to the store with me. Come to the store with me real quick. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I want you to come to the store with me. Can you come to the store
with me? Say this shit. Don't give me the option.
Yeah. Don't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You about to be going everywhere.
Yeah.
We're going.
But I gotta go bathroom. Yeah, I'm coming with you, man.
I didn't say I'm gonna say yes every time.
Well, then don't set me up for a trap.
It's
then.
Not setting you up.
You're gonna set me up.
We
for
both
salt.
Giving each other what we
take
want.
The choice out of it. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
So he's like, nah, I'm good.
All right. No choice then. You can still
come
say
here.
No, but I'm taking the choice.
Yeah. It's like a win-win situation. Yeah. It's like a he's not gonna want to make me mad. He doesn't want to argue with me. Cause I'm gonna be right. He's gonna apologize anyway, just for.
You know, it's so funny. True. I don't have to think about any of that stuff before an argument, so it just happens.
Oh,
yeah, no, girls are a little silly.
Yeah, no,
you're welcome.
You the stuff that you want to eat, the stuff you want to throw away, like
that's why I'm telling
you. Know
them.
You're gonna keep that. You ever got that? You're gonna keep that, or like that question? Like, you gonna keep playing this? You gonna keep? You're not gonna come in here? You're not you. No, I'm staying ready.
He's up staying ready.
I'm gonna play.
But what if? Hey, but what if when y'all in an argument, but you're right though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fool, me personally, I love being right when I win an argument. I'm like, ugh.
I cool out a lot faster than he cools out when I'm right and he's right. Like, I'm more so like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, you were right. Well, I mean, I guess he does the same thing too, but he debates it more so than I do.
Oh, so
he's definitely a debater when it comes to the whole right thing.
So when you're right,
I want understanding.
This is why
it gets misinterpreted into like you want to be right. It's like, no, I want to be understood, because right now it's a misunderstanding.
You can't do that no more.
Yeah, you can't, but
you gotta let the feelings go through, then come back. And then talk.
Okay.
So you want to really know why I feel like that type shit?
So you got to come with the conclusion.
Yeah, let it settle. Let it settle in. Then okay. Sure.
We got in an argument. Nah, it wasn't really an argument. Quick little fight. But you know, before it was our
disagreement.
I'm like, man, women crazy. Oh, we crazy. Oh, really? I said, no, I'm just gonna.
Oh, crazy was not the right word. But
I already knew I did a crazy. I'm crazy. To walk out there. Oh, it's weird. Yeah, stay out there. Just keep walking, man.
You're crazy.
Let you come back. We'll talk about it.
Ooh,
I said, I don't
crazy.
Need to say nothing else. I'm not going to try to make you understand how crazy this is right now. We'll come back later. We'll talk about it.
I feel like there's a better choice of words when it comes to that. Women's
Not
like, we feel crazy. We're already emotional. We feel crazy already.
That was doing that whole moment when I said, like, talk to me, don't talk to me type. So, like, you just told me to leave now. Oh, you just going to leave? I'm like,
she clapped the hands.
What you want?
Just
like, in that moment, say, I want you to die. That's,
yeah,
that's hard.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
But that's definitely one of those
moments. You're in experience with that.
I stand on my ten toe. Oh, so we crazy? Yes. And walk out there.
He said, yes.
Close the door behind, lock the door.
Girl.
Again.
Kudos for not coming.
She locked the door?
Yeah, but I was walking around the block every time.
I got the keys.
Yeah. I got the keys.
I'll beat you up.
But that's the thing. It's like, God, it's yes or no. I don't know what it is.
I feel like you kind of got to give each other passes for them. You know everybody having them little rant moments. Like, God damn, you trying to tell me to do some weak ass shit. Anybody trying
this
to
some weak ass shit.
Like, it's just the time to yourself. You got to get it all out. I feel like women do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I want to do the weak. You want to do the lay down. Nigga, I want to do shit too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's the both. I'm not getting mad at you for ranting to yourself.
So now, what do y'all think is the conclusion? Like, how as women and men can have a good relationship and be understood?
Well, just exactly like what y'all were saying, the whole tell me what you want type thing. Like, we're definitely, you said games?
I said no games.
Oh, but listen, sometimes it's not intentional. Obviously, yes, that's exactly what it is. At least for me, I don't intentionally set out to play a game. You know what I'm saying? I just like, I don't know what the fuck my emotions are.
Yeah, you're feeling
me.
A certain way,
I'm
right?
Like, whoa, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
So like, I'm just trying to figure it out. But then afterwards, when I figure out what I did and how the situation could have went, I'm like, ah, bitch, you was playing games. Like, you could have just said this. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think about it in that moment.
Right.
It's a, for playing games. Mm-hmm. I've told him sorry for playing games before.
I think guys are just more like, when we ask a question, it really, you want to go?
It's like, no. It's really.
It's like,
Go on, guys.
Tell
you guys.
I'm asking you, you want to come? You don't?
You got the house, I'm going. But I think a solution would be, like, I know with mine, you take a, so it's like a, it shouldn't take that long to get over and be able to come to a, like a cool point to talk about logically what went on. So like 2-3 hours, hey, do what you can do. We done been time, we done smoked and did something.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, what? What the fuck?
Here you go.
I can't imagine that. Well,
we've done it too.
Smoking anger? Yeah, what the hell?
I'm not gonna pass.
I've done that. I've done that.
That's scary.
I'm not gonna pass one to weed.
Yeah, you're not.
Man, you still, you're still.
Y'all tapping. You tapping your feet.
You be over there. You
on the other side of the bedroom.
Bro, I can't imagine. I've never been in that kind
of. Same time, it's a form of like, okay, we're putting our pride to the side,
and we're gonna enjoy this weed.
We don't get this stressful.
This is where I was landing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
You be like, she could be mad at you. You want smoke? Yeah, come on.
Exactly,
please,
exactly, man.
Let's move it along to the last section of the thing. This is where we finna really.
Okay, so
let my man's.
It's your boy Ken. I be having, you know, random thoughts or whatever, and I like to pose the questions I be having throughout the day or even in the midst of the podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's called Cam's. You know, random thoughts with Cam. Random thoughts with Cam. Random questions with Cam. Random thoughts with Cam. Cam gonna be random. All right. And the question is, do you think religious leaders are in it for saving lives or in it for gaining power? Like, in a sense, to give you like an example, just for like people that's religious, when they try to convert somebody that's already religious, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is the purpose in that? You know what I'm saying? So is it in it for the power? Is it in it for, you think this person, I'm gonna save your life better than what your religion is? Like, what's the purpose?
What do you think?
I think most certainly religion in itself is a power. Is anytime you say religion, in my eyes, I feel like it's for power. Just because it's organized. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, not even organized, but it's just like the money, everything that's involved in it. The controlling of mental, I feel like is just... It's power. You know what I'm saying? Like, I control your hopes. I control your fears. I control basically your entire day. You know what I'm saying? You pray to this person I told you to pray to. You give thanks to this person. You give this person more responsibility over your life than you do yourself. Or this entity. My bad, not person. So I most certainly think religion in itself is for power. I think spirituality is more for saving of lives. Because it helps you find balance and in tune with yourself. Especially religious leaders. I feel like if you're a leader of a group and you're doing more well off than the entire group of people,
it says a lot.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like how close to you, how close to God are you really if you're the one thriving over your entire community?
What? Jesus was in the slums.
Right.
He was with the people. He was getting beaten. He was eating with y'all. Man, here's some bread. And I'm going to turn this water into wine. I got y'all. Y'all good. A little fish. I got y'all. Honestly, you lucky you get some.
It's like, this is what in turn for me, like.
Never ask for art.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to church, they be like, okay, yeah, everyone give tithes and stuff like that. We going to do community service. That's how the pastor and them give back. We doing community service. It's not community service for you. You've been paid for this.
Take some of that money.
Nobody else has been paid for this, sir. You just got paid first Sunday. You get what I'm saying? You get paid every Sunday.
I seen a couple of them checks to the pastor. They're pretty nice.
Yeah, when they pulling up in helicopters to the other church, I got to make it to the other service. So, pilot, can you come get me? Like, that's crazy.
I feel like our friends should go to,
somebody that need it.
Yeah, you know, it needs to go back to the community. It shouldn't even go to the church. It needs to be, this is strictly for the community. We're getting housing. We're going to do a fundraiser. We're trying to put up 10 new houses in the community this in the next 5 months.
I mean, with
it's not like that.
I ain't gonna say that church name because he might try to shoot a nigga.
Yeah, facts.
Start with a C though, but I'm saying your church is the biggest thing you see out of everything. You see, or it's the nicest thing. And you got surroundings, areas around you that look shitty, crackhead, still look right. But the church is steady popping. It's like,
that shows you a lot.
How much are you really doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you saving people in this one spot, but when these people leave, it's nothing that shows remnants of church no more. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing that shows I'm trying to help y'all. I'm trying to save y'all. I'm trying to help better y'all life. I'm trying to...
The donation, like you said, build some houses. Change this block up.
We're going to go to Africa and we're going to help them and they villages build up. Like, you see where I live?
I live in a village.
Exactly. And that's another thing. Like, you go across to try to convert people that's already religious. That's already living their way of the land. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. Like, in my eyes, pastors are entertainers.
Very much actors. Like,
they're crowd controllers.
Exactly. They're performers. Right. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to say bad things about pastors, but I mean, that's technically what it is. You're on a stage in the middle of 50 to thousands of people, and sometimes you're on screen, so you know how far you can reach. You know what I'm saying? Especially the pastors on TV.
Get the prayer water.
Church. Yeah. Get on the floor the whole every Sunday on the floor, and I'll be like, is she faking? I just gotta know.
I always ask myself that question.
Always, because I was like, he said, you know how to speak in tongues? I said, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they'd be like, hey, I'm gonna slide you a little 50 right here. They get that. Nah,
but outside of the whole church realm of it, I feel like, yes, that's the power part, but I feel like as far as like people that are like maybe amongst your circle type thing, because I have somebody in my family that I meditate. I honestly really don't know what I believe in. I just know that I know that there's a higher power, but I don't know which higher power that is. And I'm not going to let anybody tell me what that is. I'm going to feel, you know what I'm saying? So I have somebody in my family that's just like, you know, like Christian this, Christian that, God this, Jesus that, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I really don't know if I believe that though. So like, I feel like with them, it's more so this is what I was taught. This is a learned habit. And this is what I'm going to teach you. And this is what I want you to know. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's like a closed-minded thing. There's not possibilities to other things, just what I've been taught. Stuck, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, like, I feel like, obviously, with the ones that are actually getting money for it, power, for sure. But I feel like the people that are, you know, maybe a little bit closer to home, I feel like that's more so a closed-minded thing, and they just want the best for you. It just doesn't come out that way.
That's all they know.
Because their intentions,
they
exactly.
They call you being led with the sheep. The flock. Yeah. That's what you are. You're
exactly.
Being,
I thought the Bible said don't believe in nothing man-made.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And the Bible was man-made.
Last time I seen it, it didn't say by God.
It said King Arthur, King, you know, that's last time crazy.
It's here by Jesus. This chapter, Jesus wrote it himself. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. That's how I feel. Like, I wouldn't want nobody writing about my life to depict it how you felt why I did certain things. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's a misconception. Right. Like, you don't know why I did those things. You weren't even there. How do you know these things? And it's just a lot of questions, and I'm not trying to question anybody's religion, but that's just what's there. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that don't add up, and I believe in magic, and I believe in, you know what I'm saying, all those supernatural things. You know what I'm saying?
Words is magic.
Words is most certainly magic. Yeah. Words is curses, for sure.
For
you know
sure.
What I'm saying? Right. So, it's entrapment, low key, you know what I'm saying? But
honestly, all religions is really all the same.
It came from the same place. You know?
Exactly.
It came from the same place. It's just that we just all gotta know this shit. We are all a part of God, and God is a part of us. And we all need to know that and stay on that same page. Because it's like your belief system helps. Our belief system helps us evolve. So you're stuck in one thing. How we gonna move? How we continue?
What I think is power is, I think it's kind of, what's the word? I don't want to say self. I don't know the word I'm looking, but for you to be able to try to teach something and tell somebody this is absolute in a sense, and you don't know yourself.
It's manipulation.
You're selling the dream that this is what's going to happen after this, and you have literally no idea what's going
to happen. No frame of reference at all. Yeah,
I feel like, when people I spoke to, you wouldn't know none of that, because I'm not saying I read the Bible, but I've heard people say, in instance, you wouldn't be able to hear God. You're not that on that level to be able to even see or hear the things that he has to say to you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, people, oh, God, talk to me.
Exactly.
Words. How? You're not even on the same playing field to hear those type of messages or whatever. Just
I feel like the only way that it could be like that is, you know, the whole instinct or intuition or, like, you know, stuff like that. Like, I felt very strongly about this, so I knew he was talking to me. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I feel like that's all it could be. I don't hear no, like, that's my voice. I don't hear no other voice.
I'm not gonna lie. I had a moment where we was on our trips.
Oh yeah, facts.
We on our trips, bro. And I was like, I wish I could just say your name. Do you know what I'm saying? And I said a name I ain't never know how to say it. And literally, when I said it, as soon as I said it, I forgot it. And I was like, oh, bro, it was, oh, fuck. I was like, bro, I feel like I just said his name for real. Or I just said the entity's name, but I could not remember, like, how I said it.
Yeah.
I just said it. All right.
What did I say? It's like, I said it in reverse, bro.
It was like a sound, but it was also kind of like a word. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was...
Yeah. Anything God is a reflection of us. So it's like, when people be like, yeah, God put me in this position so I can be able to help this person, so that person can help this person, I'm like, I believe that's every day we're doing it right now.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the energy.
You know what I'm saying?
The energy attracts. So when you do certain things,
like, you don't have to broadcast that out, that, that God, if you want to put it in that type of way, helped you help this person. Then God will always voice that. Like, I don't know if you want to pat on your back or...
I feel like it's the same thing with, like, how we are with the whole meditation thing. It's like, I meditated today and I feel freaking amazing. They prayed today, you know what I'm saying?
I'm using that as in... I'm talking about in church how they use that as a manipulation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like religion makes people... not be as responsible for their own actions.
Being crazy about it.
No, that's
sure. Like, I feel like it takes away like that ownership and that, you know what I'm saying? Like that responsibility. Like, I'm at fault. You know what I'm saying? Why, God? Why'd you do that? Like, no, you
did that.
Like, you got in this car crash because you knew you were supposed to change your tires for the last 7 months. You didn't change them. They're on stretch. You know what I'm saying? You supposed to get gas before you did. Now you're rushing and. Like, all these things added up for you to take ownership.
You know, things, and you have your, now you just lack of judgment on your part.
Exactly.
Right.
Causing a effect.
Sure.
That's fair.
Yeah, facts.
That's fair.
Like, in meditation, like, it makes you sit there and deal with who you are.
Exactly. Right.
Today, you're living it done. Now. Meditation is all about centering yourself.
Right. Clearing your mind, trying to.
Right. Not talking to somebody else to get you right.
Yeah, facts.
It's talk to myself to get me right.
Because that's, I feel like there being a most high or higher power, I feel like they gave us all the utensils we needed in order to thrive and be successful. But humans, as we are, we're parasitic. You know what I'm saying? And we end up doing things out of moderation. We end up consuming, polluting more, and all these things. So we can't even be centered with ourselves, because whatever the fuck started this whole little, we probably used to be harmonious and everything like we used to be back
then. Going on for 2,000 years.
Facts.
Literally. Or actually about 2,000 to 3,000 years.
Nah, it's just, I don't know, bro. Like, religion thing is, I don't find nothing wrong against people finding things to help them cope, but facts. It's the fact that you're
pushing that on
and making
else.
Your way seem more right than the next. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Keep like, it open mind.
Right.
I remember.
We're not the same person.
I grew up in the church, and I remember going back to my pastor's house after some years, and we just had a conversation. And she was like, "You can wise, like, I can just feel the spirit all with inside you. Like, you need to come back to church and you need to talk to some of the boys and girls. They can pick up on some of the influence you got going on." And I was like, I'm be honest with you, I'm like, religious. I came this far from straying away from religion. I don't even gonna lie.
Like, acknowledging myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm spiritual, but I'm not.
Yeah, she understood. And I was like, church ain't the same. I was like, I feel like you can find God, you can find everything that you try to go to church with within yourself.
Yes.
You gotta, again, like y'all said, you gotta be able to see yourself. I was like, you don't need the music. The music is freaking amazing.
The music is amazing. I get what you're saying, though. Yeah.
Fine, guys. You don't need all the glamour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't need it.
It's like a commodity.
It's a show.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like one of the street performances.
It's a whole show that you pay for, bro.
When they say the offering goes around the church, yeah, we doing this to pay the bills for the church, but nah.
I want to keep these shows going.
What else? What else?
You want these hopeful shows? Give you hope to go back to work tomorrow.
If you want me to invest in your church, you got to let me know what you put my money towards.
Facts.
Rather than just a church.
That comes with, like you said, when you... People have got lazy on not taking ownership.
Yeah.
You start depending on this. Oh, he's going to have somebody like, oh, well, that's all you believe in? Yeah. Well, if you give him a little money, you know he'll bless you a little more.
Come on. Go ahead and put it in my offering.
10% of what you make.
You did good.
Literally,
baby,
bro.
I'm getting like a new house for you.
It can also be the same thing with the spiritual side. It'd be people doing tarot cards, they be doing the same thing with the
It's most certainly bad things on both sides.
So definitely no shade towards the church. It's just like sometimes things are everybody's cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like we're being respectful, doing our own thing. We expect people to not be throwing the Bible in our face every single time, because I'm not throwing meditation in your face, bro. Like, I'm not throwing that in your face. I get down the way I get down, you get down the way you get down, that's fine.
Only if I love you and respect you and we like brother and sister, of course I'm like, you've been eating horrible.
I feel that.
I feel like religion, like when it first started, it was like the OnlyFans back in the day. Hey, you better start your religion. They paying out this money. Real? Hey, Buddhism, hey. Buddhism over here.
They most certainly took
dissected throughout the world for control. Episcopal school, Buddhism, Lutheran, Catholic,
atheist.
It's like
atheists don't believe in nothing.
When you got all these forms of things,
that's Satanism. Well, they don't believe in anything.
No,
they believe in the devil.
Satanists believe in Satan.
Believe in Satan.
I thought atheists don't believe in nothing.
Atheists don't believe in
nothing. They don't believe in anything.
They believe in there's a higher power, but they don't believe in like organized
religion.
So
backwards then?
Yeah, Satan.
Sorry about that.
Satanists don't even believe in the same thing that Christianity. Like,
when you get so many of one thing, but all pretty much explaining the same thing, it's like, all right, this ain't nothing but everybody.
Somebody took this shit and split it up.
Buddhism has similarities to Christian. Christian has similarities to Muslim. Muslim, all of them. Pretty much say the same basic thing with their own little cultural tweaks to it. Like, is more against us. Yeah. Allah over here. We got Jesus and God over here. We got Buddha over here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We got the Indian thing.
Yeah.
All the arms?
Yeah, everybody has their own form.
Hindu.
Yeah, Hindu.
Yeah.
So it's who do to believe? Y'all all talking about the same thing.
There's one being,
nobody's more right than the next, bro. Like, bro, you can't tell me Christianity is more right than Buddhism or Buddhism.
It's the booty. I'm going to start a religion. Buddhism. Yeah.
Go to the Buddhism.
The Church of Buddhism.
That's what I'm talking about.
Master pose and cages and everything.
Starting that up. Chapter 1. Spread cheeks. Thy shall divide them cheeks. Clap them back and forth. Sorry,
speaking. You heard that?
He's like, chapter 1. Thy shall spread the ass cheeks back and forth. And up and down.
He's going to certainly be a pastor at that bitch.
Now you know. Them cheeks supposed to be loose like that.
What they got like... Catholicism,
right? Yeah,
Christianity.
Sorry, God.
Super pissed.
Hey, yeah, sorry.
I'm signing up.
Hey, I respect. I value
Buddhism. Like I said, bro, I respect religions, bro. But that's the question you got to ask yourself. The religions you're taking, like, is this for power or is this for saving life? Like,
power?
I don't like when people use the Bible, whatever Bible there that is sacred to them, for
their excuse for why something should be right or something should be done. You get what I'm saying? Especially like, oh, they're gay. Well, God said gay people would be damned to hell. Like, yeah. You can't. Anytime your religion comes in and says harm this person, I can't believe in your religion.
I thought they were just going along. Year 238.
It was just for control, bro. Because King James was gay, wasn't he?
Yeah, back then they were smashing each other.
King James who?
He was an atheist and
he was gay. He did what? Oh, Greek shit. Dude.
Was he? They were smashing each other.
It probably started as a storybook. And somebody was like, is this a Bible?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah, follow it.
It's all facts. He says all facts.
Yeah, Cartman had the...
Oh, when he was the priest episode?
Yeah.
It was that, but he went into the real story of how the Bible was made. He was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they made a book.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He was like, yeah.
Yeah, when they were going back in time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that's a.
But we have come to the end of this show. We appreciate y'all, man, again tuning in. And today's theme was just about, you know, creating that energy that you want.
Mm-hmm.
That your yes mean your yes and your no's mean your no's. You know what I'm saying? Stick to your religion. Quit trying to convert everybody else. That's your energy. Keep that energy. You ain't got to put it on everybody else. And with that being said, y'all stay positive, peaceful, prayed up.
Yeah,
and also if you tell us how y'all feel about everything that we talked about. Leave your comments, suggestions, however you felt about the video. Let us know how your opinions. You know what I'm saying? Let us know everything.
Thumbs up too, please.
Yeah, and this me past the hatch.
Like, start
Buddhism.
Buddhism. We getting on the Buddhism. Peace.
And that veganism.
The veganism.
Kevin Gates could be a pastor of booty.
Oh, Lord.
Eat booty.
Booty. Booty.
Just promise you'll never forgive me. Believe in me, I'ma go get it. Never could believe it. It was so many nights in my city. And we were riding around and we were getting it. You'll never regret it. I believe in you, we can go get it. If I said it,